Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here on a beautiful football Friday? I can't wait. I'm really looking excited for Saturday and Sunday, actually, and the whole NFL schedule with everything that's going on. But what do you have for me today?
All right, well, a lot of people are excited here for this Miami-Florida State game, Joe. It happens to be the most expensive ticket this weekend in college football, and that's by almost more than double.
Come on.
Yeah, the get-in price right now, currently a little over $300 to get into this game. Now, this is interesting, too. I don't know if you knew this or not. They just recently did all these renovations at Doak Campbell Stadium, and their capacity is down to 67,000. So that's 12,000 less than it used to be.
Huh.
Now, I'm guessing they replaced, you know, the quantity of seats and more expensive seats,
yeah,
right, club seats and whatever. Yeah. It's kind of what they did at our stadium,
probably
right?
Put a few suites in there, a few extra suites in there. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there. My oldest daughter did go there.
Yeah. Well,
I've been up there in a long time.
You probably contributed part of the, $200 million
nice campus.
That they,
beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Brick campus. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. They built it with bricks. I saw.
Jimbo Fisher was a friend of mine that used to invite. Remember that days?
I do remember actually what he liked. Spring, I do remember that.
Spring football and stuff.
Yeah. Coach now doesn't
that wasn't
like you.
Real popular here. So I,
what's that? Norvell
after
doesn't
Jimbo,
like you.
I decide. He's a little different cat, as you know.
I know. We interviewed him again at the ACC kickoff.
Every Joe Rose got personal with everybody. Go ahead. What else you got?
All right. The plans for a 76 team NCAA tournament are moving forward, it seems, Joe. It says they're inching closer. They could be in place as soon as next season. The way that they would do this, and again, I love the NCAA basketball tournament.
Do we need more teams?
I've never heard anyone that watches that tournament be like, man, we really need more play-in games.
Yeah.
So anyway, they would do a 12-game opening round, which is essentially four play-in games that they have. They will be played at two sites starting in 2026-27.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Yes, exactly.
The NIT might as well go, can we be some of your games for you to start the tournament? NIT's just.
Yeah, I mean.
You take more of their teams and it's already, teams are saying no thank you.
Problem is slippery slope, man. College football is going to do it too, right? They'll keep expanding as long as they can make money.
Oh, they are headed to, 16 at some point?
I don't know. They might get to 64. Who knows?
Oh.
Just let everyone
in. Half the Division I teams, congratulations.
Every Power 5 school gets
in. We're going to have playoffs for the next 6 months.
All right, Joe, to the card front here. The license for all the NBA cards has officially switched hands here, and Topps, their first licensed NBA set since the 2009-2010 season,
I didn't know it's been that long.
It has been that long.
Wow.
It is set to hit markets on October the 23rd is the official release. I do believe, you may want to double check this. I'm not purchasing one of these, but I believe that they're doing pre-orders today. Now, this is the regular Topps set. So this is these are the paper cards, not the Topps Chrome cards.
Woody, I am blown away with the amount of people my age or a little bit younger that collect cards. Now they do it with their families. A lot mm-hmm. of them do it with their kids or doing it for their grandkids. But it's amazing how many people, and it partially because you got to love sports, first of all.
Yeah.
And the history, but also are doing it as a business or as an investment for the kids.
I don't think it's a very good investment, to be quite honest. But anyway, I'm going to wait and see what this set looks like and how much overprinting gets done here before we start buying any of this stuff here. So this will be the first release coming up here. And I don't know if I said this during this, but do you know who's on the cover?
No.
It'll be Cooper Flagg. That'd be the hot card of the year. Speaking of cards,
you don't think he's gonna be very good?
I said he think he's gonna be great.
Oh, you thought he'll be good?
I saw him play down here, and I was very impressed.
Everybody's been.
Yeah, he's the real deal. I just that Duke team screwed me so badly in that tournament.
Well, so I am really probably more than anybody else. I'm curious to see how good he's gonna be in that Dallas. Mm-hmm. He's gonna come in and start as a number one pick, but
yes. Come in and start. They're not the NFL.
You don't think he'll be in a starting lineup?
Of course he's going to start, yeah.
How what will he average? Can he average 16, 17 points a game?
I would think he'd average at least that, maybe more.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how bad that team's going to be, but it is convenient the way the NBA arranged it so that they could end up with Cooper Flagg after getting rid of Luka.
I'm not
just a little swap there.
I'm not getting into conspiracy.
A little swap there for a younger, skinnier player. But Luka stuck it to him, man. He finally lost the weight. Oh, speaking of that, did you see Zion?
He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, he lost the weight too.
How many years, like, so I'm just curious, like, how many years and people telling you,
I know,
you're way overweight and you're putting too much weight on those knees. How many years do you have to play 30 games before you finally figure out, or you just figure, yeah, but when I play 30 games, I'm good for 25 a night.
No, he lost
the weight. He finally figured it out.
The Luka thing is just such a – it's pathetic, to be honest, man. Like, that's when you finally lose the weight, like when they trade you away because you refuse to do it.
I think sometimes –
so let's stick it to him now and do it. Like,
whether it's injury or just the right person. But you have to want to do it yourself. Listen, losing weight is not easy. Now we got everybody using that Ozempic. Everybody. Everybody's on it. And you know what gets me? So people, wow, you lost some weight, Ozempic. And I go, no, actually I didn't.
They said it to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said, they go, come on. Like, you have no willpower. I go, I understand why you're thinking. I'm just telling you I'm not on it, man.
I didn't know that many people were taking it.
Come
I don't
on.
Really know much about it, though, so I shouldn't say that, but.
Everybody's taking it. I'm not saying young people.
I don't know if it's good for you now. Remember those pills everyone used to take, those hydroxy cut pills?
I don't remember that.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyway,
hope it's safe. That's all for everybody who's taking it.
Sure.
All right. What else you got?
Speaking of cards, Joe, Tom Brady is expanding his card vault company here. They are going to have 12 locations now. They're adding six new ones. A few will be up in your neck of the woods in Northern California.
Well, he's in North, that's where he's from. But go ahead. Whereabouts?
Sacramento and Palo Alto, along with San Francisco.
You know
Francisco.
Where Palo Alto is? That's the home of Stanford University.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us where it is in relationship to Marysville and Milpitas?
It's from Milpitas. It's and his girlfriend. What was her name? You're such an idiot. But it's a few hours away from Sacramento. Sacramento. Okay. Yes.
And there'll also be one in Vegas. So next time we're in Vegas, we'll stop by.
Damn, Tom Brady.
And he's Joey.
Tom Brady's a machine, man. Everybody's Tom took all that. He gave the Patriots a break every year and took less money for the championships. Tom Brady had a game plan. Tom Brady was nobody's dummy. He knew exactly what he was doing.
He's got to be close to the billionaire club,
yes.
Right? I don't wonder what his net worth is right now.
I don't care what it says.
Just $300 million?
No way. The money he has, that his value to that little piece he got from the Raiders, more than that.
That's what it says, his net worth of $300 million. I don't know.
Doesn't sound right.
Said he made over $473 from his career and continues to expand his wealth through various business ventures.
I think...
It's tough to become a billionaire out there, Joe.
Tom's on his way
for these guys.
You know, you and I, how many do we have now? I mean, we got two soccer players for sure at the end of their career that are made way over a billion. Tiger's over a billion.
Well, Tiger took the big hit,
LeBron,
but now he's back. LeBron
MJ.
Is not yet, I don't think. Is
what?
He? Is LeBron a billionaire already?
Everything LeBron owns, LeBron's way over a billion. He's got that production company. He's making friggin' pizzas.
Oh, he is a billionaire. Wow.
Yeah, he's fine. That's why LeBron's calling his own shot. Not to mention that little lifetime Nike contract.
That's true.
Sorry, anyway. Sorry about that, Wood.
All right. And our final one here, Joe, it's an anniversary of sorts here. 30 years ago on October 3rd, 1995. Do you have any idea what happened?
No.
Think back, 1995.
I got no shot. I told you the memory, you got me.
On October 3rd, 1995, a jury came into a courtroom and found O.J. Simpson not guilty.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Of course, O.J. went on to have a great Twitter career and all that before...
He's gone.
Before dropping.
He passed.
I know.
He passed away.
Shame. I was always so very afraid of running into him somewhere.
Well, you never did, because you were so scared you never ran into him.
And now you can walk around without the fear.
I ran into him.
Sure.
Bo ran into him.
You talked to him? You said,
yeah, we were sitting at Bo's place drinking beers. And people were coming up taking pictures with him.
Really?
You knew that. I remember
taking
we were
pictures
doing
with
shows.
Him?
Yeah, come on, stop it. Jeez. He lived in Fort Lauderdale for a while.
Remember, he did. That's why I was afraid.
When he first came back here, he was down south, and he got in trouble. Remember the illegal cards that everybody was using that you had to get in the old days to get service?
Some of the cable thing?
Cable
thing,
the
cable boxes, illegal cable?
Yeah. He was strong in that. OJ was killing in that.
Those were big back in the day, though, man. Those illegal cable boxes. Used to watch the wrestling on those things.
Hey, man,
pay-per-views.
You're cutting into Chris Perkins.
Sorry.
Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist going to join us a couple minutes. We got to get caught up with Perk and hear from our defensive coordinator as well. I could listen to him all day. I swear to God. Like nobody's business, I love listening to Anthony Weaver. Now I hope they play better against the run.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.